Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Homelessness is a problem that most of us would rather not have to confront.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be out the streets, but my big scenario in this would be I want to be able to wake up a lot of people, make them see what this is really like out here, that it's not all fun and games.
That's the voice of Adam Reichart. We spoke with him on The Takeaway a few months back. Adam has been homeless in San Francisco for 6 years, and he recently took part in a GoPro project where he wore a video camera to document his everyday experiences of being a homeless person in San Francisco. But it's a day-to-day reality that not everybody wants to see. In Hawaii, in particular, there have been a lot of tough new laws, 32% increase in homelessness over the last 5 years. And to fight that problem, Honolulu police have started seizing the belongings of homeless people, closing public parks at night, banning makeshift shelters in public places. A lot of cities, from Portland to Tucson, even Los Angeles, are considering similar rules that would crack down on people found sleeping on the sidewalks. But are these kinds of measures just stopgap solutions? What does it really take to really reduce homelessness in a city? David Pirtle was formerly homeless. He's now a speaker with the National Coalition for the Homeless, and he joins me now. Mr. Pirtle, hello.
Hello.
I want to talk about your experiences a little bit as a homeless person, but first, you heard me describe some of the new rules in Honolulu, closing public parks, in some place scooping up the possessions of homeless people, banning makeshift shelters. What do these policies mean, not only to the homeless person, but the overall goal, which is reducing homelessness?
Well, they don't do anything to reduce homelessness. All they do is get the problem out of sight. And in my opinion, the more out of sight the problem is, the less likely it is that the city is going to be willing to solve it.
What happens in a situation like this? Let's say you're in Honolulu and the police come along to enforce the law in this case, scoop up your tent, scoop up your belongings, move you along. In enough cases, are there shelters, alternatives for that person to go to, or do they wind up wandering the streets? I guess every case is different.
Well, no city in this country has enough shelter space for all of its different homeless populations, men, women, unaccompanied minors, families. But in many cases, homeless individuals who stay out on the streets don't want to go to shelters because there's not much help offered there, and the environment is usually unsanitary and sometimes unsafe. They feel safer and cleaner just living on the street.
It's understandable in a way that residents of a city don't want to have tents and homeless people in the parks. At the same time, as you say, that's a symptom, not really a cure. So let's talk about cures a little bit.
Sure. We know how to fix this problem. We've known how to do it for years. It's just a matter of getting the political will to do it. First and foremost, of course, we need to house the people on the streets. The people who are the most complained about are the chronically homeless, people who are out on the streets for years and are dealing with mental illnesses or substance abuse or physical or mental disabilities. And these people, it's actually cheaper to house them than to maintain a large chronically homeless population by thousands of dollars per individual. Unfortunately, cities would rather waste money, flush it down the toilet, just handing out citations and making arrests. San Francisco, which you recently mentioned, between 2004 and 2008, they spent $10 million handing out citations for things like blocking the sidewalk or public urination. That money could have been spent housing 250 men and women for that period of time with wraparound services to help them recover from whatever led them to be homeless in the first place.
So in your case, David Pirtle, as somebody who, before he became an advocate, was in fact a homeless person with some mental illness, is that correct?
Yes.
So from somebody in those shoes, what does it mean for the homeless person when I mention these policies that are taking place in Honolulu, spreading to Los Angeles and Tucson, for that person to be moved along from the park because of the new policy? What does it mean for your life, for that person's life? Does it move them any closer to getting back on track?
Well, I know in Honolulu they call it compassionate disruption, but it's really just disruption. It means that this person cannot stay where they feel safe. They have to go to a new place. They have to learn, where they can stay there. It's like you're just being shuffled around. Like, it's like a five-year-old who doesn't want to eat his peas. That just pushes him around the plate. That's how you feel. You feel like one of those peas just getting pushed around. And it makes it even harder for people to cope. But at the same time, it's not going to make them more likely to get off the street, because for the majority of the people we're talking about, the chronically homeless, they have other issues that are keeping them on the street besides just needing a place to live or a job. And those issues aren't going to go away just because you say they can't stay on the beach anymore.
Before we let you go, David Pirtle, are you seeing any cities that are doing it right?
Well, no city does everything right, but there are best practices in place. There are cities that are pushing the housing first model, which takes chronically homeless people directly off the streets and puts them into housing. There are cities that are promoting and preserving affordable housing, low-income housing for people, so that they don't become homeless in the first place. They can afford a place to live. And there are cities that have good, robust emergency services that scoop people up as soon as they end up on the street to try to give them the services they need so that they don't become chronically homeless. But no city's doing everything right.
There are new rules, new laws in Honolulu that scoop up the possessions of homeless people, move them along, and in some cases take their possessions. David Pirtle is a spokesman with the National Coalition for the Homeless and a former homeless person himself, helping us understand the new rules. Mr. Pirtle, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.